and SSP Audio, led by Board Member Lena Stevens. To view more topics within the SSP Audio Library, please visit shamanicpractice.org.
This is an audio on clearing and protection. I'm Lena Stevens with the Power Path School of Shamanism. Clearing is important because we take energy on from others. Our environment takes energy on. Clearing should be a practice that is done regularly, and particularly in times of great intensity, lots of fear, or other energies that are out and about. Once you're clear, or your environment has been cleared, then it's important to protect it so that you can manage the boundaries around yourself, around your environment, around your projects, around your home, etc. There are many ways to clear. Some of our favorite ways are using shamanic tools, tobacco, other smokes, sage, and a rattle. If you're trying to clear something deep, that is a deep, deep pattern that may be lodged in your bones or in your teeth, you can also use clicking sticks, or click two stones together, or click two bones together. It is all done with intention. The intention is the most important part. Intending that how you're using your rattle, or how you're using your tobacco, or how you're using your sage is for clearing or is for protection. So we take on sticky energy, and if something has stuck to you, then it feels like you're not in balance, that there is something that needs to be cleared. Why does energy stick? Lots of different reasons. Matching picture, perhaps. You match the fear of someone else, or you match a negativity coming at you, because perhaps in your past, either recent past or past lives, you have had a similar experience, and there's a pattern there, so it gets activated. The positive of that is that once something is activated, you can feel it, you can see it, you can sense it, and it's ready to be cleared. But there's also daily hygiene. We take on energy just simply going to the market or being out and about. Unless you are very, very vigilant about your boundaries and your protection energetically, you're bound to take something on. So clearing is the first thing that we're going to do here. So first I'm going to use a rattle. And the rattle is designed to shake loose anything that has stuck. So just imagine your energy field, your body, and just get a sense that there's some energy there that is not congruent with you, that's not yours, or that has a negative quality to it, that's irritating, that's uncomfortable. And let's clear it. Take a deep breath and just allow it to be cleared, to be dissolved, to be rattled and shaken loose by the rattle. Take a deep breath. Now there's debris to be cleared because you've shaken things loose. So the next step is to use tobacco or sage, any kind of smoke that you like to use. The important thing is to program it, to say a prayer into it, to set an intention into it, using it as an ally and a guide. Whether it's tobacco or your sage or a different kind of burnable, say a prayer into it, sing a song into it with intention that it is going to clear and clean out any of this debris that we've just shaken loose.
Tobacco, 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 tobacco. Limpiando, limpio, limpiando, limpio. Limpiando todo, negativo, limpio. Energía, limpio. Tobacco, limpio, medicina, medico. Poderoso tobacco, limpiando cuerpito, limpiando spiritai, limpiando corazón, limpiando mentitai. Limpia, limpia, limpia yo, energía limpio, tobacco limpio, muchas gracias tobacco, medicina poderoso.
So now that we've put an intention into the tobacco, I'm going to light it and just imagine that the smoke is being blown down through your crown and into your whole energy field, your body, your heart. I'll talk you through this. Into your crown. This is into your throat. Into your heart. Into your solar plexus. Into your belly. And let's clean out that first chakra that holds so much fear and anxiety. And then another big blow into your crown. And this time let's have that smoke go all the way down your spine, all the way down through the grounding cord, taking with it any debris all the way down into the earth. And then if you hold your hands out in front of you and make a little cup, this last smoke blow will be going right into that cup. And imagine the smoke going up into your arms, through your shoulders, and into your heart. So now that you've cleared, by the way, you can do this on your own using your own sage or your own tobacco. Just remember to program it so that it, as an elemental, as an ally, knows what it's doing. You can also use this technique on any environment or piece of environment you have. If your car is acting up and you feel like it's just some squirrely energy there, do this with your car. If your house feels like there has been other energies in it, perhaps you've had people in it or you've had disturbing phone calls, there's some energy in your house. You can do this for your environment. Just use the same audio, use the same techniques, and clear the energy first. So now let's move on to protection. There are several ways of putting protection over yourself and over your environment. We use tobacco again, which we will do. But you can also use a very powerful visualization. There are two. One is that you can imagine an energetic rose, a big, beautiful, open rose that is very fragrant. And you set that image of that rose facing outward in front of yourself, if it's a really big rose, or if you feel you have a vulnerable place in your body, your heart, or one of your chakras, maybe your lower back, then you can place a rose in front of that chakra, facing backwards or facing out in the front. You can also imagine a cloak made up of many, many, many roses that you just set an energetic visualization of this cloak over your whole auric field. The other visualization, and one of my favorites, is to build an energetic octahedron. An octahedron is a four-sided pyramid with a point facing up and a four-sided pyramid with a point facing down. And their bases are together. This is a geometric symbol that is very powerful and very protective and can also be programmed. So you can place an octahedron over yourself, building the lines of the octahedron in electric blue. And then you have a space that you are inside of, or your home is inside of, or a symbol of your business is inside of, your computer is inside of, your vehicle is inside of, your family is inside of. And you can program this space, this octahedron, to protect you, not allowing any energy to come in that is unwanted or is detrimental to your own personal balance. So you can practice this. Practice visualizing this octahedron. You can make it as big as you want over your entire property, over in your entire community even. And definitely over yourself. Tobacco is another very powerful form of protection. So we'll use tobacco now. Imagine yourself, and as we do it, you can also imagine anything else that can use a little protection right now. And again, the sage or the tobacco needs to be programmed, either with a prayer, or a song, an intention. You can just blow an intention into it. So whereas we intended clearing before, now we're intending protection.
Protegiendo tobacco, protegiendo tobacco, cada unito bueno, protegiendo tobacco, danos protección, poderoso protección, danos protección, poderoso protección, tobacquito poderosa y medicina, protegiendo, protegiendo cada unito mano, protegiendo cada unito mano. Protegiendo cada unito mano, protegiendo Tobaquito, muchas gracias, protegiendo cada unito vano, energía vano, protegiendo cuerpito, protegiendo corazón, protegiendo mentita, protegiendo corona, protegiendo energía, espíritu, protegiendo.
So again, I'm going to light the tobacco. And then I'm going to blow the smoke over you, not into your crown, but just over your entire body, your auric field. Just imagine it cloaking you in very powerful protection because it's programmed to do that. Do it three times. And now imagine that you have something else you want to protect and just create an image of it. And then we'll blow some tobacco for protecting that. Whether it's another person or a group of people or your house or your land or your vehicle. So we'll do it three times, and each time you can put something else, an image of something else, and we'll blow some protection over it. So here's the first one. Now imagine something else to be protected. Now imagine a third thing to be protected. But now let's imagine a community, your community, whatever that is, your town, your neighborhood. Let's put some protection over that whole community. And remember, you can do this every day. And we highly, highly recommend that you pay attention to your clearing and to your protection, especially in these times. It's a way for you to set good boundaries around your own energy field so that you don't take on what is unnecessary. Thank you for listening.